Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Right now, I've got a special guest standing by from the Florida House. Ryan Chamberlain joins us. And Ryan, how you doing? Good to hear from you again.
Bob, I am doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, a big issue for everything associated with the cost of living. And home ownership is expensive. And then, you know, even if you're doing a diligent job and trying to get those payments down and maybe even looking forward to paying off the house, you'll never really own it as long as we have these onerous property taxes in force. And I know you've been working very hard to try to change that. So I'll let you talk about how we can possibly as a state get out of paying property taxes. So what are we going to have to pay, or what will the mechanism be to fund the things that are now funded by property taxes?
Well, Bob, thanks for, having the conversation. Yesterday, I announced my plan for eliminating property taxes in the state of Florida, and I call it Freedom 1-2-3. But let me back up and give a little backstory, and then we'll jump into the Freedom 1-2-3 plan. Because after being elected several years back, one of the first bills that I proposed was the elimination of property taxes. And here in this past cycle, this past session, 2025 session, I also ran several bills. I've met with the governor's office. I'm not here today speaking on behalf of the governor or the Speaker of the House, but as a House member, I'm putting forward a plan that I believe sets us on the path here in Florida to be the first state in the country to eliminate property taxes in the state of Florida as we know them, give us true property ownership. And it goes back to something you just said a second ago. There's really three big drivers of this movement in the increasing frustration. First, people figured out they don't own their property. They figured out they're just renting it from the government. It's never going to end. Second, we've had a dramatic, in the last 4 years across the state of Florida, an average of over 45%. Some counties, up even in our area, as high as an 80% increase in their property taxes just in the last 4 years. And there's no end in sight. The current system has just allowed this. And the third area is this whole lever system of millage and value. I mean, counties can actually are lowering millage rates, but the values of the property that they're ranking up higher causes property tax to even keep going up as millage rates come down. So it's time for solutions. I'm bringing a solution to the table. There's going to be other solutions, but Freedom 1-2-3, Bob, is a plan that has not been thrown together. We've taken some time. We've pulled the data together, And I believe we can eliminate it here in Florida.
Well, I believe it can be done mathematically. I think Marco Rubio, when he was Speaker of the House many years ago, he promoted and pushed a plan that I think would have added maybe 2 cents to our Florida sales tax, and that would cover it if it was your primary residence. It would have taken care of it. And he even had Democrat support. It looked like it was going to happen, possibly. And then at the last minute, the Dems pulled their support, and the whole thing fell apart. But we know mathematically it can be done. It's just a matter of this revenue has to come from somewhere. You still have to fund the schools. One of the things you talked about is creating a 5% transaction fee on all real estate sales. And you try to help us understand that, look, if you're buying a $300,000 home, you know, this would be an extra, say, $15,000 at closing. That's going to be a tough sell where housing is unaffordable for so many Floridians as it stands.
Well, here's the way we should look at this, and I'll give a different perspective. Let's put it that way, because, you know, obviously nobody wants to add any fees. We've got to replace the current system. So if someone did buy a $300,000 home and there was $15,000 at closing in as a transactional fee, that could be rolled into the financing. That could be negotiated. But nevertheless, if that were financed over a 30-year period, that's less than $100 a month. Well, think about it. That's a one-time, in this case, a $15,000 5% transaction fee versus somebody paying $3,000 to $5,000 a year the rest of their life. I know I've paid on my property. I've paid in the system over 30 years now. I've given the state well over $100,000+ in property taxes, and there's probably another $100,000 or $200,000 coming under the current system. I'd be happy to pay a little bit extra, especially if it only added $75 to $100 a month if I had to finance it versus the $300, $400, $500 a month. I mean, we're going to wipe out that $300 to $500 a month is what I'm saying with, and that is one of the big transactional fees. But let's back up just a little bit. The days of Marco Rubio are not here anymore as far as the way Florida operates. You brought that up. I love what he pioneered and what he did, but this past year, we grabbed $55 billion out of homeowners in the state of Florida to pay for big things. Now, that's a big number. That number's gone up 45% just in the last 4 years. And so part one of the Freedom 1-2-3 plan is part of that plan is a rollback. I believe it's out of control. The counties have taken in way more money than they ever expected, yet they've managed to spend every dime of it. I believe we can roll back to 2023 numbers. And Marco Rubio did something very similar way back in 08. And you can do it without, my attorneys are telling us, we can do that without a constitutional amendment. So we can do a rollback, and we can roll back to 2023 numbers, which dramatically drops what we need to replace. Gets us back in a reasonable figure. I don't want to go back to 2020. I don't mind considering inflation. I just don't think property taxes should have had quadruple the inflation rates what everything else had. So that drops us significantly. And there's other factors. I know we've got limited time today, but really this rollback gets us way down into the 30-something billion dollar mark, which might, to be clear, we only need $43 billion right now. And I say 43 like it's a small number. But to eliminate non-school property taxes and school property taxes, that means the fire safety, firemen we got to take care of, police we got to take care of, schools we got to take care of. That figure comes to $43 billion. The rest of it, we could talk about a little bit differently because it has to do with municipalities. And I want to get rid of the non-school property tax and the school property tax, which is the bulk of what we're paying. And we can roll back, drop that number significantly, and that's where now the transaction fees, let's go to part two of the Freedom 1-2 plan. So first we've got to roll back. Two, I have two transactional taxes. You mentioned one of them. That is a transaction on homes. That takes care of about $12 billion right now. According to the real estate data, we did about $225 billion last year in real estate transactions. So I believe it'll actually increase real estate sales in the state of Florida because it's going to lower the average real estate or home payment by hundreds of dollars a month. It's going to address the housing affordability, all because there is creative ways to pay for that transaction tax. So let me pause. You may have a question or two, and then I'll wrap up with the rest of it.
Well, you're putting a transaction fee in there of 5%. You explained it very well, how if you break that down over 30 years contained within a mortgage, well, you're paying interest on that. But the other thing you're doing is, once again, we're putting a penalty on home ownership. In other words, people that don't own homes still use the services of, you know, fire rescue, public safety, and all the schools. And so we're getting, just like we are with the graduated tax system, we're saying, hey, the better you're doing, the harder you're working, we're going to punish you more. We're going to take more. And when it comes to houses and property taxes, that never made sense. Just because you have a $1 million home doesn't mean that your kids are going to demand more in terms of an education or more in terms of police or fire protection. So I think we got kind of off kilter there. And you still want to you want to put a percentage on a house. So you buy a $500,000 house. Now that 5% is a much larger figure than the $15,000 at closing time, right?
Well, that's right. And understand this, Bob. We currently pay no sales tax on property. We have a little bit of dock stamps. So if you go buy a car, every time you buy a car, you pay sales tax. We don't do that. They don't charge you a one-time tax for a home. They just charge you your entire life, forever. I'm eliminating that plan, going back to a more fair, hey, let's go to a transactional. If we're going to do a tax, let's do a transactional tax. So one and done, you've got it covered. And let's move on. Let's not tax you on something. It's the only thing. It's the most hated tax in America because of that reason alone.
No, I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you putting energy forward in trying to address the issue. And we need to hear more about it. We need to talk more about it. And but for right now, we'll let that go. We'll see how it develops, and we hope to hear from you again soon. We'll dig in deeper again.
Well, there's more to the plan. I've only covered about half of it. I'd love to come back, cover the rest of it, just to let everyone know we have a plan to eliminate property taxes here in the state of Florida. Don't let anybody tell you it can't be done. We're working hard at it. Bob, thanks for having me on.
Hey, real quick, what's the website people can go for more information?
They can go to inpropertytaxnow.com. That's an organization that I'm working with. And, of course, you can follow me on social, and I'll be giving updates on this property tax situation really on a weekly basis from here on out.
Florida House member Ryan Chamberlain, we appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.